and gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody, into another hour of Auto World. Thank you very much for joining me. We're going to have some fun in this hour. There's no question about it. We're going to be talking to a gentleman who founded a magazine along with his wife many, many years ago and has gone on to have some great fun over the last 25 years or so. We're going to be talking motorsports. We're going to be talking about an event coming up this coming week and also previewing another event coming up in the month of October and talking motorsports in general a little later on in the hour. We may be joined by Mark Evans. He's our go-to guy when it comes to automotive repair. We've got the call out to Mark Evans. And if not to Mark, we may be joined by Luann Hammond, CEO of CarList.com, yet to be determined. Along the way, of course, we're going to take your telephone calls at the usual number, or you can send us an email, bob@autoworldradio.com. Finally, we have a winner. Came in via the email to a question that has been out there for a while, if you've been hanging with us. We had the question about the Corvette convertible. Went away in model year 1975, and the question was, what year did it return to the marketplace? And the year is 1986, and the person that got the correct answer is Andrew Cutler, who is in the great state of Nevada. So, Andrew, thank you very much for emailing me up, and we will get you off a little token of our appreciation. We'll throw out another trivia question right now just for the fun of it. We'll make it an easy one, okay? Who made the vehicle known as the Matador? Who made the Matador? That's the question. And don't forget, we're going to put all the winners from this month into the big barrel, and Matt, our producer, is going to reach into the gigantic barrel and pull out the big winner, who's going to take home a prize courtesy of the folks at the Busted Knuckle Garage, a prize valued somewhere between $50 and $100. So it's going to be a big-time prize. So get in on the action by dialing us up or sending us an email, bob@autoworldradio.com. Many stories making headlines in the world of automobiles this week. And again, for the latest automotive news, I'd definitely recommend a number of websites. We've been talking to lots of magazine editors on today's broadcast, if you've been with us for a while. But I always default back to my other side of the equation, MotorTrend.com. We've got some cool stuff up there. And, of course, our friends at the Detroit Bureau, Paul Eisenstein and Company, also a great place for the latest automotive news. When it comes to motorsports news, there's no better magazine than Grassroots Motorsports Magazine. And to tell us all about the magazine, as well as some interesting happenings in the not-too-distant future, it's my pleasure to welcome the co-founder and co-owner of the magazine, Mr. Tim Studdard, to the airways of Auto World. Tim, how you doing?
Good, good. Nice to talk to you. Yes. Oh, I know the answer to your trivia question, too.
Well, we better better keep a lid on that one.
All right,
we'll keep that one out there for a while. So, Tim, let's go back to the beginning here. This is an interesting story. How did you come up with the idea to start a magazine? This is no small endeavor. How did it come to you?
Well, I was 24. My wife was 23 at the time, and I guess we didn't know any better. We didn't, you know, everybody says now, you know, how could you do something like this? Well, back then, we didn't really have good jobs. We didn't have a mortgage. We didn't have a car payment. We didn't really have a lot to lose. So, you know, been in this car stuff all my life. I grew up in a Ford dealership. I was restoring Mustangs in the 70s before they got real popular, and went to my first autocross event, which is an SCCA, which is Sports Car Club of America, timed event where you kind of go one car at a time around pylons, and the fastest car wins. They've got different classes and stuff. I got into that, and I was fixing up an old 240Z at the time, Datsun 240Z, and there was no magazine for me. you know, Hot Rod was a great magazine, but that was for American car guys, so there was no magazine like that for foreign cars or for sporty car guys. And not knowing any better, we said, we'll start one.
Very good. So it just started that innocently that you found that there was nobody out there producing what you wanted, so you you did it yourself, and now all these years later, I know that you've had lots of fun along the way, and matter of fact, you're going to be having lots of fun. I believe it's this Friday, a very special event coming up. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we do several different events through the years, or through the year for our readers, and unlike a lot of other magazines, we're very hands-on. We want to get to know these guys. We go out and meet the people, so to speak, and we're doing an event called the Ultimate Track Car Challenge, and that came about 4 years ago, and we just wanted to find what our readers were building. We see and hear about all these cool cars, and we tried to find a place where we could bring them all together and basically see what they had and see what they would do for lap times and look at the creativity and the passion that our readers have. And that's what we're doing Friday at VIR, which is Virginia International Raceway.
Which is a great track right there in Virginia. I was there only once, and that was for the launch of the Dodge Charger vehicle, but this is a legendary racing facility and a pretty decent track.
Yeah, I've been lucky through all this, press events, and I also race quite a bit myself to have driven at just about every track in the country, and VIR is my favorite. It's very challenging. It's very beautiful. Unlike a lot of racetracks, they have a swimming pool. They've got a neat bar on the premises. They've got all kinds of amenities, a real kind of a country club that for racers is what they kind of position it as, and it's been very successful at that.
So tell us a little bit about what's going to be going down there on Friday, excuse me, of this coming week. Tell us about the types of participants, the types of vehicles, and how many folks do you expect?
Well, it is a NASA weekend, which is a National Auto Sport Association, another group that we're very closely affiliated with, and they are they're doing a regular weekend Saturday and Sunday, but on Friday, our readers take to the track, and we'll have everything from low dollar 20-something-year-old cars that guys have built in their garages to all and out factory efforts. Riley is a race car manufacturer, is actually bringing out a new club car to show off to us. Mosler builds the Intruder. They've been in attendance before. I believe they're coming back. Last year, the thing was won by a Viper Comp Coupe driven by Tommy Archer. So it's actually, that was 2 years ago. Last year, it was a Radical, which is a sports racer. So we get all kinds of neat stuff, a lot of common stuff, and a lot of rare stuff that nobody's knows that much about.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. Our telephone number is 800-259-9231 if you want to answer the question about who made the Matador. We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question for a very special guest, Tim, about his magazine, we'd love to hear from you as well. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, or via the email bob@autoworldradio.com. You also have a very unique event. We are looking ahead here, looking down the road. You have a very unique event coming up in the month of October. And this one, I would imagine, had an interesting start. Tell us about this one.
Well, a lot of these crazy ideas, start around a campfire or something at a racetrack and have a couple beers and get talking and stuff. But racing is always known to be so expensive.
Hold that thought. When we come back, we'll get the full lowdown, as they say. This is Auto World on GCN.
Well, I saw a lot of cars, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again. Well, I'm so tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again.
Daddy, what are you pouring in our car?
This is Stabil Fuel Stabilizer. It's good for our old hot rod, so I add it to the tank every time we fill up.
Why?
Well, stay, they'll prevent something bad called corrosion. It's caused by ethanol and the gas, and it won't let fuel gum up the engine.
But why?
So it'll start up every time and run smoother.
But why, Daddy?
Why? So I can take you for your favorite ice cream.
Yay, hot fudge sundae!
When you store and when you fill up, start with Stabil.
If you love classic cars, what can Hagerty do for you? Offer competitive financing? Yes. Customized insurance? Of course. How about roadside assistance? Sure thing. Maybe tap you into the huge online classic car community? Absolutely. How about calming your wife down when she finds out you just bought that 68 coupe? Sorry, I don't think anyone can do that. A message from Hagerty. Car guys ride with us. 866-922-4050 or Hagerty.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Hi, Ed Schultz here. I want to tell you about BioGreenClean.com. BioGreenClean. It is absolutely the first heavy-duty, all-natural, multi-purpose cleaner that outperforms all competitive cleaners. BioGreenClean is the product. It's tough enough to take on virtually any cleaning challenge, yet gentle enough for your baby's toys. That's right. BioGreenClean is plant-derived and contains no harmful chemicals, solvents, and no annoying fragrances. If you want spectacular and unprecedented results from a revolutionary cleaning product, look no further. BioGreenClean is the cleaning product that you've been waiting for. It's that simple. It's super, and it's easy to order. Just go to www.biogreenclean.com. That's www.biogreenclean.com. BioGreenClean.com. Try it today. You'll be glad you did. BioGreenClean. It cleans anything.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Thank you very much for joining us here on Auto World. We got a trivia question out there. I am really surprised because this one is so easy that it's just plain ridiculous. The question is, who made the Matador in the 1970s? Who made the Matador? Hello, everybody listening on KXEL. Give us a call right now at 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. We're going to put you in the running for a really cool prize from the folks at the Busted Knuckle Garage. And we're chatting with Tim Stoddard. And Tim is a gentleman who started a magazine along with his wife, called Grassroots Motorsports Magazine. He's been telling us about the Ultimate Track Car Challenge, which is coming up on July 24th at VIR, Virginia International Raceway. And are you going to be utilizing the entire course there at VIR?
Yeah, we sure are. We're going to use the full course this year. 2 years ago we were there and we just used the north course, but it all went so well we decided to expand it.
Wonderful. And, you know, basically what you're trying to do with this event, as you probably are trying to do with all these events, is, you know, get more people involved and also to bring fun back into racing. Is that right, Tim?
Yeah, that's what we're all about. I mean, I don't think most people still realize that how easy it is. It's not hard at all. Just last week, my 15-year-old son just has a learner's permit, but even he is eligible to do SCCA events and NASA events. We raced together on an autocross event up in Tennessee, and $25 is all it took, and a helmet. And if you don't bring a helmet, they'll loan you one. It's that easy, and any car is eligible. There are some restrictions on four-wheel drives and stuff like that, but any kind of a passenger car is eligible. And it's a nice, safe way to learn, for a kid especially, to learn how to drive better.
Oh, that's fantastic. And certainly when it comes to adverse weather conditions, a course like that can really come in quite handy.
Yeah, that's for sure. We were going to talk about our
the big event coming up in October, of course. Yeah,
yeah.
By all means, tell us more about it.
Well, that event is October 9th and 10th, and that came about, as I said, we were sitting around having a couple beers, and everybody's complaining racing's so expensive and says they don't race because it's so expensive. And I said, I bet you for $2,000 you can build a race car that's competitive and fun and safe. And we started it in 99, and we challenged our readers to do just that. And every year since, we've done it. I think we skipped 1 year, 2000 or something like that. But every year since, we've added $1 a year to the budget. Now it's the whatever the year is, that's the budget. So we call it the 2009 dollar challenge.
Wow.
We'll have a drag race, an autocross, and a car show, and it's the silliest car show you've ever been to. And we get some big-time judges to actually judge it, which is a lot of fun. And a couple of the guys said it was the most fun car show they've ever been to. But it really showcases the creativity. We've got eBay involved. Of course, eBay is a place where you can buy a lot of these cars cheap and parts to fix them up. And Kumho Tires is our overall sponsor for it, and they've been real helpful getting the word out on it and stuff like that. But, yeah, we've got guys building 10-second quarter-mile cars that they put together for a couple of grand, and they've come from all over the country. Silly stuff. We had a VW van 1 year that they gave, put a mid-engine Chevy V8 in it. I don't think he was trying to win. He was just there to have some fun. But we've got some guys that are pretty serious. We had a Corvette that they actually made into a sucker car, which means downforcing, you know, forcing, holding the car down onto the ground. And they did it all with junkyard stuff, and they did it for a couple grand. If you've ever seen that show on TV, Junkyard Wars, it's a lot like that as far as the kind of creativity and where these guys find the parts to do this event.
Of course, and I can't imagine that just for $2,009 is the limit for what folks can spend on their particular race vehicle. That is amazing.
Well, you know, a lot of it is in the creativity. They're buying $500 cars. They're selling some of the radios and stuff like that out of it. We do let them reduce their budget by selling stuff off the cars. I mean, guys are buying cheap Miatas, and they'll sell the headrest speakers out of them for $30 or $40, and they'll sell this and that, and because we don't require them to have a full interior, but they do need to be streetable, and they have to have working headlights and that type of stuff. But yeah, it can be done. You know, some guys are more clever at it than others. You get teams that help each other out, and a bunch of the cars are on our website, grassrootsmotorsports.com, and as well as all the rules and the particulars of how you can do it and enter it.
That's fantastic. And you were mentioning to me a little bit earlier today about some of the unique vehicles in addition to that, that Volkswagen vehicle with the Chevy V8. What was the story about the Zamboni? That's just unbelievable.
We had a couple of, actually three or four nuts come down from up north, and they bought a Zamboni on eBay, and they won the, you know, they won the auction, and it was something like $900 and something. And they took a wrecked Mustang, and they put the Ford V8 in it. They built some kind of a tube frame to go underneath it. So the Zamboni was just kind of for fun. It was actually just a shell, and then they took the pieces off, and underneath was almost a low-dollar Mustang-powered sprint car, and they did well with it. It was a lot of fun, and they had a real dramatic entrance with music and dry ice to make some smoke and stuff. We all had a good time with that one.
Oh, I can only imagine. Wow. Our telephone number, once again, we're looking for the easy answer here to the question. The trivia question is about the vehicle known as the Matador. This was quite a flamboyantly styled, we'll put it that way, vehicle for its day. And we want to know the manufacturer of the vehicle known as the Matador. Here we go, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We've had a number of guesses for car-wise. I'm not going to give it away, but definitely not a Honda, definitely not a Kia, definitely not a Volvo, definitely not a Chevrolet, definitely not an Alfa, definitely not. Give us a call, 800-259-9231. Tell us a little bit more about the magazine, Grassroots Motorsports Magazine, and your website, of course. What kind of information can folks find between the pages and online?
Well, our focus is on both foreign and domestic cars. We do kind of focus on the sporty cars. You know, for American cars, it would be Camaros and Mustangs and Corvettes and that type of stuff, and popular cars like the 3 Series BMW. Mazda Miata, and we talk about how to buy them, how to fix them up, how to modify them for both street and track events, and we cover a lot of events from around the country. We do interviews with people and, you know, basically the whole scene. And
great. We'll hear more on the other side. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50-90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grapeseed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely-On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now, 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
If you'd like to play poker, craps, or roulette at home with casino-style equipment, you need to find a reputable company that you can trust. JustPokerSupplies.com is here to help you find what you need for your at-home casino experience. JustPokerSupplies.com carries the latest professional and custom poker chips, playing cards, craps, and roulette tables, and even custom felt for your new table. Need some help with your game? You will find a large assortment of books and DVDs that will teach you how to dominate the competition. Planning a game room? JustPokerSupplies.com sells Las Vegas-style art, lighting, seating, automatic card shufflers, poker genies, and over 1,500 different products to suit your needs. Whether you want a large game room or just a small one for you and your friends, head on over to JustPokerSupplies.com. That's JustPokerSupplies.com or call 877-255-4616. That's 877-255-4616 today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Thank you very much for listening here on GCN. You can check us out online at GCNlive.com. Matter of fact, lots of cool things are available for you right there. We have a free podcast available. We have archives of the last few weeks of programs and many more to come, many years to come. And we also have a listen-on-demand feature, which will give you the opportunity to listen to this week's program anytime this coming week. If you want to revisit what we did this Sunday, you can log on and listen on demand, and it's kind of rolling all the time there, and then it will go into the archive file. We are joined by Tim Stoddard from Grassroots Motorsports Magazine, and we're taking your calls and emails regarding this pesky question, the easy question about who made the Matador, which has stumped just an amazing amount of people. We would like to give away an opportunity for you guys to pick up on that cool prize from the folks at the Busted Knuckle Garage. So I would highly recommend that you get on board right now and call us up or send us an email. And email, you can do bob@autoworldradio.com, or you can just give us a telephone call. So, Tim, Grassroots Motorsports Magazine, if folks log on to the online site, you've got some very cool things up there, including you got a picture of Pete Brock and a very, very interesting Datsun from way back when.
Yeah, actually, that car, he has just got it finished. He's a friend of ours. He actually rides for us and photographs for us. And that is a car he put a V8 in, a Chevy V8 in a Datsun, old Datsun 510. And that's certainly right up our alley in the kinds of stuff we do. I mean, we'll cover anything from just taking, say, a 10 or 15-year-old Miata and putting some spring shocks and bars on it to make it handle a little better, all the way up to crazy stuff like a V8 and an old Datsun. Or the wildest thing we've done recently is we took an old Berkeley micro car from 1959, which is some of your readers or listeners might know what an Isetta is. This is a
sure.
like an Isetta, only which is a little BMW from the 50s, but it's a little roadster. It looks a little like an old Cobra, but it's about half the size, and we put a modern Suzuki motorcycle powertrain in it. So we tend to stick more to the common stuff, but we do crazy stuff like that V8 and the Datsun or this Berkeley with the bike motor.
That's excellent. We got an email question here from Peter, who happens to be in Virginia, and he would like to know about how you can go about participating in the Ultimate Track Car Challenge. Is registration still open?
Well, registration is closed for this year, but it doesn't mean he can't participate in that weekend if he's got a safe, legal car. NASA, the National Autosport Association that is putting that event on with us, has a driving school program all weekend, so you can go out and get on the track. And probably go to a VIR's website or NASA.com and get information on how to actually join in on the event. But it is open to spectators, and best thing to do is to come out Friday and check it out and then talk to the people there and learn about how to get involved on Saturday.
That is great. Tell me, what's the most exciting thing about doing what you're doing, publishing this magazine, and you actually publish another magazine as well, which is geared a little bit more towards vintage racing. Tell us about that.
Well, about 6-7 years ago, we started to realize we'd probably be doing this stuff our whole lives. So we broke out the vintage racing and some of the older cars. I actually race a 57 Triumph TR3, and I've got some other crazy old cars. But we broke those out and made a new magazine called Classic Motorsports. And it's kind of similar in concept in that we're not owned by some big conglomerate. It's just my wife and I and a band of crazy guys that like these cars. And so we don't really have to play by the rules that a lot of the other companies do. So we do some irreverent stuff and have kind of a that kind of tone with it. But that magazine, Classic Motorsports, caters to stuff from the 50s, 60s, and 70s mostly.
Have you seen a significant rise in the number of people participating in vintage racing? It seems to me in the 10 years or so that I've been attending lots of events around the country that more and more people seem to be getting involved on the vintage side of the fence.
Well, that is true, and it's true for a few reasons. First off, you've got this whole group of people that are, baby boomers like myself that are heading into this age group that remember these cars and like these cars. So you've got a big group of people that are kind of getting towards 50 that are interested in that kind of stuff. The other thing that's going on is some of the more real racing, if you will, and I don't want to say vintage racing isn't real racing, but let's say more professional racing, has gotten so expensive and so, bogged down with rules and teardowns and all these kind of things that take the fun out of it, that a lot of these guys that have these older cars that have said the heck with it and just they go vintage racing because that's more about the fun and the camaraderie and, having a beer afterwards and talking about it and that's a lot lower key, and that attracts a lot of people. So, yes, it has been growing.
So, Tim, where do you see the future headed as far as both motorsports as well as the vintage side of the equation?
Well, on the vintage side, part of it has to do with the sanctioning bodies. Some of them are sticking to a specific date. A normal date is around 1974, and some of them are realizing that time marches on. There's a lot of neat Porsches and stuff that were raced in the 80s and even the 90s that will become vintage race cars, if you will. And so, part of it will have to do with what these sanctioning bodies do. But overall, guys have been racing since they invented the wheel. So I don't think it's going to stop. It's going to keep going. I've been through a couple of three recessions. We've been through 9/11, and you know, it just keeps going. It kind of goes up and down a little bit, but overall, it keeps getting bigger and bigger because it's a lot of fun.
It's so true. You mentioned that you've driven on so many tracks around the country. VIR is your favorite. What are some of your other favorite tracks around North America?
Well, I'm getting a chance to go back to one of my favorites, and that's Laguna Seca. We've just had a very famous old race car. Group 44 was the factory team that ran Triumph and then Jaguar race cars in this country, and we found one of the cars, and we're restoring it and writing about it in Classic Motorsports. It's a 69 Triumph GT6 that won the national championship at Daytona that year, and it's been invited back because of its history to run at Monterey Historics, which is, of course, the big event out there in August, so I'll get to run Laguna Seca again.
Yeah, that will be cool. That track, of course, is famous for the corkscrew. Explain that to our listeners.
Well, I found out about the corkscrew the hard way. I went right down to the dirt the very first time I ever raced there, and that's a quick way to learn the wrong way to do the corkscrew, but it is like a roller coaster. It really gets your stomach going, just like a roller coaster, more so than any other corner I've been on in any track in the country or even in Europe.
Wow. Well, Tim, you're an absolute pleasure. Everybody log on to Tim's website, and we thank you for your time here today.
Well, thank you. It's been fun.
This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Hot sparks burning the night away. Two lips touching together.
For quality automotive accessories, count on California Car Cover Company. California Car Cover Company offers the world's largest selection of quality car covers for any vehicle built since 1900. With unique one-of-a-kind gift ideas, detailing products, truck and SUV performance products, clothing, and memorabilia, California Car Cover Company has it all. Call today 1-800-423-5525 for a free catalog or visit calcarcover.com.
Is your budget being blown away by high gas prices? The revolutionary Tornado Air device harnesses the power of the wind so that your vehicle will go further on a tank of gas. Tornado creates a swirling effect in the engine's combustion chamber that results in a better mix of air and fuel so that you'll have more power and more mileage. Tornado fits most cars, comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, and is easy to install. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to your local Pep Boys, AutoZone, Napa, Checker, Chuck's, and Kragen, or other fine stores to buy your gas-saving Tornado today.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting eCigarettesNational.com. That's the letter E, CigarettesNational.com. eCigarettesNational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
If you'd like to play poker, craps, or roulette at home with casino-style equipment, you need to find a reputable company that you can trust. JustPokerSupplies.com is here to help you find what you need for your at-home casino experience. JustPokerSupplies.com carries the latest professional and custom poker chips, playing cards, craps, and roulette tables, and even custom felt for your new table. Need some help with your game? You will find a large assortment of books and DVDs that will teach you how to dominate the competition. Planning a game room? JustPokerSupplies.com sells Las Vegas style art, lighting, seating, automatic card shufflers, poker genies, and over 1,500 different products to suit your needs. Whether you want a large game room or just a small one for you and your friends, head on over to JustPokerSupplies.com. That's JustPokerSupplies.com or call 877-255-4616. That's 877-255-4616 today.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground-up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod?
We got a winner here in the trivia prize, the trivia contest, and we have a winner via the email. Came in to me, Bob, at Auto World Radio. The gentleman's name is Jackson, and he's listening in North Carolina, and he did a little research on his computer because he definitely knows it very, very well. He says January 1st, 1968 was the year that the federal government mandated seatbelts in all cars. Correct. And Volvo was the first car company to come up with the three-point seatbelt in your car for model year 1959. So, Jackson, congratulations. I'm going to put you in the bucket here along with all the other folks from the Busted Knuckle Garage Contest. For the Busted Knuckle Garage Contest, we'll pick a winner. We'll throw another trivia question out. We only have a few minutes left in the broadcast, but the question is, the first Japanese car to be manufactured here in the United States. What was the first Japanese car to be manufactured here in the United States? And, of course, nowadays we have a lot, but back then this was the first one. The first Japanese automaker to set up shop and build a car in the U.S., 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Get in the running for the big prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage. Jeff Bressler, automotive journalist extraordinaire, joins us here telling us about the Texaco car of the decades. Jeff is, among other things, the official spokesperson for Texaco, and he's telling us about this virtual car show contest. And during the break there, Jeff, I logged in and checked it out, and boy, lots of cool prizes. Up to 10 first prize winners will receive a custom Dwayne Vance sketch of their car, $250 worth of Texaco with Tecron gift cards, and a case of Haviland with Deposit Shield motor oil. And then one grand prize editor choice winner is going to receive a trip for two to the Skip Barber two-day driving school, a custom 20-by-30-inch color rendering of your car done by the same artist, Dwayne Vance, and $1,000 worth of Texaco with Tecron gift cards. So they're going to do well with this one, Jeff.
Oh, yeah, but I think the most important part of the contest, Bob, is certainly bragging rights. Once again, there's 11 different categories, cars that starting in 1903, then the 1910s, 20s, 30s, right up to cars of today. And you can participate in the contest in two different ways. You could either get on, just as you just did, on the TexacoCarOfTheDecades.com website, register and vote for the different cars. Because if you vote for a car, those winners are going to go on to be judged in the final by the expert judges. And I think you could see it's an eclectic group of cars, to say the least. And let's see, some of the cars that came in today, 1955 Buick Riviera. And you might say it wasn't Rivieras in 55, but the entrant said they didn't come out until 63, but all the Buicks had the designation of Riviera from 49 to 62. So just a lot of guys with a lot of passion for their cars, and some of the cars still in various stages of restoration, some perfectly restored. So like I said, just a real eclectic group of cars for you to look at, comment on, and ultimately judge yourself.
Yeah, just taking a look at some of these newest rides. that 59 Cadillac convertible 62 series painted white. And I love the floor in the garage of the guy or the person who submitted the 64 Pontiac GTO. He's got the black and white checkered floor going on there. And you can't overlook that 34 Ford Cabriolet painted a very, what would you call it, exuberant blue?
It's sort of a bluish aqua, but if you look at the little trailer behind the car in the picture online, a little looks like an old Coca-Cola.
I do.
Every kind of car in every way, shape, and form, and you could just spend literally hours on the Texaco Car of the Decade website just reviewing these cars and ultimately voting for them.
Excellent. And my computer is a little bit challenged. Is this true here? 9 days left to submit your car? Is this contest kind of running down?
Contest runs down. To submit, you have until September 14th, but you have until the middle of October to vote on the cars that are entered.
But if you want to submit, you only got 9 more days to do so. So folks better get on there and do it. And it's cool that, as you pointed out, I mean, it spans more than 100 years, because Texaco has been around more than 100 years, correct, Jeff?
Yeah, Texaco's been around, from 1903,
mm-hmm.
Texaco Oil in Texas, and that's where the contest starts in 1903. And if you yourself or know of anybody, especially that has cars from the early 1900s, from 1903 right up to 1920, there's plenty of opportunity to get into this contest and really have a chance only to be judged with a small amount of cars.
That's a good point. You know who owns a really old car is Mark Evans, who we hear from time to time on the show. He's got a 1916 Chevrolet, if you can imagine.
Wow.
Yeah, and it still runs. And, yeah, Mark's got 3 or 4 very unique cars. And I think he bought that one when he was a teenager, and he still has it. So that is cool. And, boy, I would imagine the winner is going to be thrilled to have not only the bragging rights, but just taking a look at some of the artwork here done by this automotive artist, Dwayne Vance. I mean, that's going to be something that someone will cherish. Out at Pebble Beach, I attended the Automotive Fine Arts Society gathering of automotive artists, and the work that some of these guys do is just magnificent.
Yeah, Vance does beautiful work. He basically takes the photographs of your car, looks at a couple of different photographs, and then does an artistic rendering of the car.
And so Texaco is basically celebrating all the folks who love their cars. So that's everybody listening right now on Auto World. So, Jeff, remind us of the proper web destination one more time here.
Yeah, and once again, even if you have a passion just for your daily driver, feel free to enter it. It's TexacoCarOfTheDecade.com, and you could take a look at all the hundreds of cars that are entered. You can register and vote on those cars, or if you want to enter your own car and you have a couple of pictures and just want to make a nice write-up on the car. And in addition to the voting, is an online community there, so people will make comments on your car. You have until September 14th to get into the contest.
If anybody out there has a question for Jeff about the contest, you can call us up right now. Call in to 800-259-9231. We're also looking for the answer to the trivia question about which Japanese car company was the first to set up here in the U.S. No, it was not Toyota. No, it was not Mazda. No, it was not Subaru. The telephone number is 800-259-9231. Maybe you can get in on the in the running for the big prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage. Give us a call right now, 800-259-9231. It looks like Texaco did this contest last year as well, Jeff, for 2008, because you can check out the winner's circle.
Yes, the contest has been going on. It started in 2007, so all the winners, 11 different category winners from 2007, 2008 are up online also, and you can get the details on those cars and what the scores were and what the rendering of the car looks like and from the actual photos.
Well, cool.
And, you know, again, it's not the kind of contest where you should be intimidated. Last year, a GT Smart guy set up the car and made it his surfmobile, and he won in the 2000s category.
Very good. And the overall winner for last year was a 1958 Oldsmobile Super 88 Fiesta hardtop wagon. So that was an unusual winner. Definitely a beautiful car. And for 2006, let's see, well, different decade winner here. There was a 1960s decade winner. I mean, 2007, it was a 1960s decade winner, a 67 Mustang. You can check it all out there, the top rides by decade. But some cool vehicles in the winner's circle there, especially if you take your time to check out all the different winners. Wow, definitely some good ones.
I know you, Bob. You could spend hours on this website.
Yeah, I'm just looking at the renderings here that this artist has done. Boy, yeah, remember you and I went to that Smart dinner in Los Angeles last year. These folks from Smart would be blown away with what that guy did with that car.
Yeah, absolutely.
And again, totally free to enter this contest, Jeff?
Totally free to either enter your own car or just register and vote on all the cars.
Excellent.
Well, you know, I just put my news director hat on. It's just very interesting, you know, as we get closer to SEMA right now, and I'm starting to make my plans to join you at SEMA on the Motor Trend and Auto World End. And interesting statistic is even though car sales were down last year, the auto aftermarket is strong as ever. More companies than left in the auto aftermarket business in 2009. Some
good
more startups and companies that have failed.
Good news, Jeff. That's going to do it for this hour and this edition of Auto World. Thank you, Jeff. Thanks to everybody at GCN. I'm Bob Lott.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.